You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Mission Matters Live, a program aimed at promoting a spirit of mission among the people of God. I'm Sister Madge Kurecki, the Director of the Office for Mission Education and Animation, Fostering the New Evangelization. Our producer today is Liz Johnson, our engineer is Michael May, and my special guest today is Todd Williamson, the Director for the Office for Divine Worship in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Sister Madge. How are you?
I'm very well.
I'm enjoying seeing you in this role.
Usually you see me beating the mission drum at Meyer. But
yeah, and Sister Madge and I work in the same building, so this is fun to see you like in this.
Yes, yes. Well, we're very happy that you're with us. I would just say from my experience, Todd is an inspiring presenter. We worked together on a workshop for RCIA ministers this past August, yeah. And it was a wonderful experience. And besides that, Todd is an avid Cubs fan.
Says the Sox fan. Yeah.
We have a bit of rivalry going on among us, but we'll put that aside.
We will.
That's
right.
Our discussion this morning is not about the Cubs. It's about the Lent and the RCIA and their connection to mission. But before we get into that, Todd, I know that you are a familiar voice to listeners on Irrelevant Radio here in Chicago, but please tell our audience a little about your background and your work in the Archdiocese.
Sure. As you mentioned, I'm in the Office for Divine Worship. I've been there for 12 years now, and prior to that, pastoral associate in a parish here in the Archdiocese that has always, my whole adult life, my whole ministerial life, has consistently been connected to liturgy and the sacraments, liturgy and initiation. I had that role in the schools where I taught and in the parish where I was on staff. I just love the liturgy.
Oh, that is wonderful. I have this very deep conviction about the relationship between liturgy and mission.
Yeah.
And I'd like to start out with talking about that. As I was preparing for the show, I found in the Vatican II Decree on Missionary Activity this text. It's in Article 9. It says, missionary activity is nothing else and nothing less than the manifestation of God's plan, its epiphany and realization in the world and in history, that by which God, through mission, clearly brings to its conclusion the history of salvation. Now, I think that this is, we learn this from the liturgy.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Can you give us some insights.
You know, even before the show, Sister Madju and I were just chatting and kind of about this topic, and I raised that whole that reminds me of those great images from both Blessed John Paul II and Benedict XVI about the liturgy, that the liturgy is a school where we are formed, where we learn. They called the liturgy both a school of prayer and a school of discipleship. It's in the liturgy where we learn to be disciples, because, as you say, that's where God's plan for the world unfolds. What we learn in liturgy and how we learn to live, that's what God intends for us.
Yeah, and that's why I like this quote, that using that word epiphany.
Yeah,
that it is this manifestation,
revelation
mm-hmm. of how we are to live in the world. It's not that we're moving away from the world in the liturgy, but we're really being strengthened, energized. We're given really the mission to proclaim that plan of salvation.
Yeah, the idea is at liturgy, that's where it's revealed. Oh, this is how I'm supposed to live out there with the same attitudes, with the same pattern of praying. I'm supposed to do that out there too, not just here.
Yes, liturgy is not just a churchy activity, but really sends us out.
Dies Domini, John Paul II had that great line in there. He says the Eucharist doesn't end at the doors of the church.
That's right.
It doesn't. It's not like you reach the door and it's over. We continue it.
Yeah, that I'm going to go out of the order we've planned this, but I think that's really the power of, in the new translation, the dismissal.
Yeah.
Go.
Yep. And you, of course, you know the story behind that. Benedict inherited that, right?
Yes.
He inherited that synod on the Eucharist.
Yes.
And it's in there that he said, in the report, he was very particular. Pope Benedict said, we don't really understand the dismissal right. And so let's make it a little more obvious, because at that time the translation was being developed. And so those dismissals that you just referenced.
Yeah.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Yes.
You know, go and glorify the Lord by your life.
By your life.
Even the go forth.
Yes.
You know, the previous translation was go, Mass is ended. Yeah. With this translation, it's go forth. I mean, you hear that in that.
It's really living the Mass.
Oh, yeah.
Right where we're supposed to be. So we're looking at our schedule here, and it's time for our first break. Don't touch that dial. Join us, keep in touch, so we'll carry on this discussion.
Today we are told, be imitators of Christ. Extend his mission in the world. Be his generous, healing, and compassionate presence.
Be imitators of Christ. The words of St. Paul used by Cardinal Francis George to encourage your generous participation in the annual Catholic Appeal 2012.
In the Archdiocese of Chicago, the annual Catholic Appeal sustains Catholic schools and parishes, programs of religious education and ministerial formation, and initiatives to foster respect for life and to make the world more just, peaceful, and loving.
All funds raised are carefully spent to do God's work. It's our chance to live, proclaim, and grow our faith.
In this year, dedicated in our Archdiocesan Pastoral Plan to teens and young adults, the annual Catholic Appeal supports efforts to pass on the treasures of faith to a new generation of believers.
The annual Catholic Appeal is a pledge campaign where you can make a gift payable in installments, and those gifts translate into charity felt in your parish, across the Archdiocese, indeed around the world.
Beyond the Archdiocese, the Appeal serves people in need worldwide through Catholic relief services without regard for religious affiliation when their lives are devastated by illness, wars, and famines, and by natural disasters.
Please give generously to the annual Catholic Appeal. Make your pledge at your parish or go to www.annualcatholicappeal.com. That's www.annualcatholicappeal.com. It's your chance to do God's work throughout the year.
Every element of our mission, every one of our efforts, reflects our service as imitators of Christ.
Good morning and welcome to Mission Matters Live. If you're just turning in, turning on the dial, I'm Sister Madge Korecki of the Office for Mission Education and Animation, Fostering the New Evangelization, and my guest today is Todd Williamson, the Director for the Office of Divine Worship in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And we're talking about the relationship between liturgy and mission. Mm-hmm. And we're going to move into the season of Lent that's coming up.
My favorite liturgical season.
Wonderful, wonderful. As we came back here and you heard our theme music, Todd and I were dancing in the studio. Too bad we're not on TV. Maybe we're lucky.
Yeah, exactly. Our listeners are lucky.
Okay, we're about to enter into the liturgical season of Lent. Can you say something about the liturgical year and why is it? I sometimes hear people say, oh, this is repetitious. We had Lent last year. We had Advent last year.
Just like last year. Yep.
What's the point of this?
Oh, my gosh. I always make the point, you know, what's the traditional image of the liturgical year? It's a circle, right?
Right, right. Well,
that's one way. You know, another way that I think to kind of talk about that that image of the liturgical year is that it's more of a spiral.
That's right.
You know, like a corkscrew that goes down, and with each repetition of the liturgical year, the idea is it takes us deeper and deeper and deeper into the mystery of Christ.
Yeah.
It's not the same. This Lent that we start next week is not just like last Lent. Ideally, because if we say we believe what we say we believe, I'm not the same person I was last year. God has been active in my life. God has done things to me in the last year. So it's not the same old thing.
That's right. That's right. Good point there. Now we've got In the season of Lent has always been marked by three practices, prayer, fasting, almsgiving. And do you see a connection there with mission?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. With the three traditional practices for Lent, you know, none of them are meant for us alone as individuals. If you look at them, all three of them point us out. You know, fasting has always been associated with self-denial, but it's also always been associated with solidarity. Yeah. You know, you fast, yes, to deny yourself, but you also fast to bring, you know, so God can bring you into solidarity with our brothers and sisters who aren't as fortunate, who don't have what we have, who do experience physical hunger as a normal way of life. And so just that can point us outward. Almsgiving, obviously, you know, all of the disciplines really do call us out of ourselves.
Yeah.
Almsgiving, you give for someone else, which is mission and prayer. You can't meet God in prayer and not be sent out, not want to share that with others.
I think your point of that all of these three practices open us up to God's presence, open us up to His call to conversion,
mm-hmm.
open us up to our brothers and sisters, and open us up to see our responsibility to share with others. And these are all important for mission.
Yeah. Again, John Paul said it, I believe, again in Dies Domine. He said, none of us is saved as individuals alone, but always as a member of the community. I fast, I pray, I give alms, not just for myself, but as a member of the body, as a member of the community.
That seems to me to be a very important message for us as American Catholics, imbued with the spirit of individualism.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is where I think we are called to a very deep and continual conversion.
Over and over again, yeah. We encounter Christ who shapes us and forms us more into his image.
Yeah.
You know, it's this last, the gospel, or the second reading you and I were talking about at the break. Be imitators of Christ. Well, if you're going to imitate Christ, that certainly doesn't mean staying locked up in your room.
Yes.
It means going out. It means, you know, giving yourself for others.
Yes, yes. It's the connection with the dismissals that we just talked about. It all leads really to the issue of conversion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how serious. I remember that we stressed this when you and I worked together with for that workshop.
For the catechumenate directors.
For the catechumenate directors, that, you know, conversion, if conversion doesn't happen, how can we be open mm-hmm. to God's plan, and how can we really spend ourselves in sharing it with others? So this is key. The other thing that I think is where there's a deep connection is during the season of Lent and the third, fourth, and fifth Sundays, the scrutinies are celebrated, and that we have special gospels
mm-hmm.
to inform us. Can you say something about that?
Yeah, the scrutiny rites. Those are three rites where those preparing to be baptized they come forward. They are prayed over by the church, they're prayed over for strengthening, huh?
Yes.
In these last weeks before their death and resurrection into Christ Jesus in baptism and in confirmation and Eucharist. And those three gospel stories that we've used them. And Sister Madge, you know this. We've used those for centuries.
Yes.
They, from the earliest years, those three gospels have been attached to these kinds of rites, and they all come from John. They're the very familiar stories of the woman at the well on the third Sunday of Lent, the man born blind on the fourth Sunday, and on the fifth Sunday, the gospel is the raising of Lazarus. All of those. The idea in the rites is that those gospels are meant to enlighten the catechumens and the whole community, right? And all three of those gospels, you look at them, they all end in mission.
Yes, that's right.
You know, the woman at the well is I think the most obvious example. What did she do after her encounter with Christ at the well? What did she do? She went back and she told the rest of the village people about it. And what was her invitation to them? Come and see. Come and see a man who told me everything.
Yes. We've got to take a break now. We'll continue this conversation with Todd Williamson. It's time for another break. Stay tuned for the rest of our discussion.
Pledge to run 26.2 miles in the 2012 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on October 7th with Team Catholic Charities. As a member of the team, you'll make a difference in the lives of more than 200,000 people in our emergency assistance programs in Cook and Lake counties. Registration for the marathon is open and will sell out quickly, so join Team Catholic Charities today. You can also sponsor the team or join a committee. Call 312-655-7912 or visit www.catholiccharities.net/Chicago Marathon and we'll see you at the finish line.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
During the next half hour, we'll talk to Cardinal George about his ad limina visit to Rome and about turning 75. We'll show you highlights of the recent Posada on the streets surrounding Holy Name Cathedral. And our stewardship and development director will talk about all the good that comes from money collected during the annual Catholic Appeal.
for several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Hello, I'm Lisa Paletto, the Director of the Catholic Charities Junior Board, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute, 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. In 2012, we celebrate the Junior Board's 10th anniversary. Listen for special events each month to commemorate 10 outstanding years. Is your New Year's resolution to volunteer? Join our volunteer committee on Monday, February 13th at 6 p.m. at 721 North LaSalle to discuss and sign up for 2012's exciting lineup of volunteer opportunities. If you enjoy event planning or just want to have a couple cocktails for a good cause, be at 721 North LaSalle on Tuesday, February 28th at 6 p.m. for the social committee meeting. Serve supper to the hungry and homeless on February 14th at 4:15 p.m. Package food for the emergency assistance program on February 21st at 6 p.m. or join us for our Read to Me program that reads to kids in one of our shelters every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. There's always a way to help your neighbor at Catholic Charities. Consider joining our junior board. For more information on these events and others, call 312-655-7932 or visit catholiccharities.net. And of course, stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
Welcome back to Mission Matters Live. I'm Sister Madge Korecki from the Office for Mission Education and Animation, and I'm talking with Todd Williamson of the Office for Divine Worship. Todd, we were discussing the Gospels for the Scrutinies,
right.
and you concluded by talking about the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, but there are two other Gospels.
The man born blind and the raising of Lazarus. And yeah. Again, you look at both of those Gospel stories, and they call us out. You know, the man born blind, it wasn't just he and Jesus in that encounter. Look at all the people that through that encounter were affected, the parents and the villagers, mm-hmm. and the priests and the scribes. They all got involved. Christ yes. pulls everybody in. And then the raising of Lazarus, you're right, that last line is mission. You unbind him yep. and let him go free.
Yes.
You know, and as you as you've made note, that even that call of Christ, come out, come back to the community. That's where we find Christ.
Again, we get that communal dimension mm-hmm. that is so inherent in all of our liturgical life. Mm-hmm. I'm reminded that the catechumens and candidates are present for at our liturgies, and I'd like to get your thoughts about what is the witness value of that.
Oh my gosh, the catechumens and the candidates, yeah, they should be more prominent during Lent. This is their final period of preparation, and they need the community, but you know the community needs them too. In many ways, they serve as examples to us and reminders to us. We should be looking at the catechumens and the candidates in our parish, and we should be shaken a bit. Oh my gosh, that's what it means to be in love with Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, that's what it means to be on fire. I mean, you look at the catechumens and the candidates, and they're hungering for Christ. They're hungering for the sacraments. They get life from the community. Well, that should be reminding us of how we should be living our lives of discipleship.
Yeah.
We should be on fire with the same kind of passion and hunger and love that they have.
That's why I think Lent is so important, because we have all these signs of what it means to be in love with Christ. And if we're not in love with Christ, we're not going to be on mission.
Mm-mm. No, again, John Paul and Benedict over and over and over again, once you encounter Christ, whether that's in the Scriptures, whether that's in the Eucharist, whether that's in the Mass, in the liturgical prayer, whenever you encounter Christ, you can't help but share that with others.
That's right. In Redemptoris Missio, John Paul said that it's not so much a crisis of mission that we're not, we don't have this zeal, but a crisis of faith, the faith that is nourished through that relationship with Christ. And if we don't have that, we're not going to go out.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we think that missionary evangelizers are supposed to bring people into the church. That's their main mission. No, we're supposed to go out and give witness to our faith. And then people are energized, are strengthened, are attracted to the community.
And that, and it just continues that kind of reciprocity.
Right.
Come in, nourished, enlivened, inflamed, sent out.
That's right. That's right. Because otherwise, we become stagnant. And if we, I think there have been enough studies done that show the connection where parishes give time and attention to the liturgy and give time and attention to going out on mission, there's life, there's vitality.
You even, just talking about the catechumenate, you might remember a Journey to the Fullness of Life, a report from the U.S. bishops on the RCIA.
Yes.
They said point blank in there, in parishes where the catechumenate is alive and connected to the liturgy, those are the parishes that have strong outreach services. Those are parishes that have a strong presence in their town, in their community. Those are parishes that are alive.
Yeah. And I think that this is the significant thing. And then we then learn the reason why we're going out. It is love. We want to be imitators of Christ.
Right. There's that reading from this Sunday again.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're coming to the end of our show and hope you've enjoyed our conversation today with Todd Williamson from the Office for Divine Worship. Be sure that you tune in again on March 15th when we'll take another look at mission and Catholic faith, how we live out mission. And you can contact us at the Mission and Education Office at www.wearemissionary.org or 312-534-3322. God bless you and be on mission wherever you are.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you. Come on, 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 come on